WCQ CQ, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. And we're going to start out this evening with new ham radio operators that have never checked into a net before or have only done it once or twice and really aren't sure of the protocol and would like to check in at the very beginning of the net and ask any questions that they may have. So any brand new hams that haven't checked into an amateur radio net or have only done it a couple of times, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, understanding that testing sessions have just recently reopened again and they're be trickling in. There aren't any tonight, but maybe there will be some in the future. And we're going to go ahead and recognize our early check-ins, pre-check-ins. In case anybody didn't know, you can log on to the brars.cc website, and there is a place in there that under the repeater operations, under net operations, that you can log in and file your net report early in case you think that you might not be able to be here at that net time and you would still like to check into the net. You can do a pre-net check-in off of the club's website, brars.cc, under repeater operations. So be sure and go there if there comes a time that you think that you may not be able to check into the net and you'd still like to participate. Net Control would like to recognize W4FCM, that's Fred over in Traveler's Rest, and for IEI, that's Miss Isla. She's coming along with Fred. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. And K4GAT, that's Michael over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Michael, if you're listening. K4RM, that's Fred. He's over in Piedmont, bringing with him. And 4MRY, that's Miss Mary. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Mary we said hello. And we've got KJ4HYC, that's Shane, and he is over in 6 Mile. Good to have you with us tonight, Shane. Appreciate you being with us. Appreciate you using the pre-net check-in functionality. And now we're going to go ahead and go with EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, New Mexico, 7 negative, just listening.
W4DJW, please check in and out Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. We're in beautiful Greenville County at the base of Paris Mountain trying to entertain the granddaughter. Good evening to you, everyone on the net.
Okay, Negatron, I'd like to recognize KW4TS. That's Jim. Somewhere I heard Mexico. I didn't hear New Mexico, but I'm assuming it's New Mexico. Jim, you be careful out there. On the road. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope things are going well for you. And K4ZZX, that's Steve over in Greenville County at the base of Paris Mountain, taking care of the grandchild. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well. Hope everything, you're staying safe. And now being Tuesday night, oh, wait a minute. We got another EchoLink station over there. Okay, we'll let the EchoLink stations filter on through. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie. N4HHC, Warren, and Taylor's. Negative and negative. Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net.
Okay, Nick and Drew would like to recognize N4HHC. That's Warren. Sounding good from Taylor's tonight on EchoLink. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hope you're staying safe. And tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to open the RF section of the net with the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter of suffix your call. It begins with letters I through L. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. Miss Amy, you're well. Please check in Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Hey, Sid, you might have the India Through Lima group all to yourself. I can tell like to recognize W4IOE. That's Sid up in Fletcher, North Carolina. Tell Miss Beverly we said hi, Sid. And by the way, Sid calls the 14664 net on Sundays at 8 with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and check in with Sid Sunday at 8 on 14664, just a notch or two up from where we are right now, with a PL tone of 91.5. I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping by, and I'm sure you'd enjoy that net. That's a very good net. I had to work Sunday all day, all the way up until 3 o'clock Monday morning, Sid, so I did not get the opportunity to check into your net this past Sunday. So I apologize for that, but work comes first. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. You take care. Stay safe. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Do hope everyone's having a good night. 7-3.
The JW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. Up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now I'll be negative and negative, and send me threes for each one of you.
Okay, Negatron Life recognized KK4JBQ. That's Larry. He's over in Greer, bringing with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. You guys stay safe. Looking at the time to check in this evening. And KK4JFO, that's James. He's up on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. You stay safe. I hear it's getting chilly up there. Stay warm as well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We did have another Echo Link station join. Let's see if that Echo Link station is going to check in. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is K4VKN, Allen in Piedmont. Negative and negative. Getting the day everybody on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4VKN. That's Alan sounding good from Piedmont tonight on Echolink. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alan. Hope you guys are staying safe. Hope you're having a good week. And let's go ahead now and move to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with the letters M through P. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Morning, Dave. Please check in. Kilo 4. Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
For DJW. Whiskey 2, Mike, Julia, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville, and also check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KM4HTP. We'll both be negative and negative and in and out. Thanks for calling that, Dave, and 7-3.
W4DJW. Please check in, K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Okay, that's a good group. Net control, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena, sounding good from Piedmont tonight. She's bringing with her KK4DMW. That's Rick and KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said, hey, you guys stay safe. And we have, as well, W2M's Mark. He's bringing with him KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy. They're over in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hello. And hope she got my email response to her net report. Hope that does some good. Hope that helps a little bit. K4OSH, that's Pat. Sounding good from Malden tonight, Pat. Appreciate you being with us. And hope you're staying safe. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hey, Doug. And out. Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot, India. Name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4 Quebec Lima Quebec. We're in Piedmont. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. We'll just be in and out.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KG4PFI. That's Don. He's over in Piedmont. Bring with him KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. Sounding good tonight, Don, as usual. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Hope you and Miss Linda are staying safe. And we do have another EchoLink station. It's EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW.
Hi, good evening, Dave. Please check in KB0KBJ Steve up here in Clear Lake, South Dakota. No traffic. I'll be here for a comment.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KB0KBJ. That's Steve up in South Dakota. hope you're doing well up there. Tell Megan we said hello, Steve. I got you down for comments, and we will be back to you in just a little bit. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Station with the first letter of suffix the call that begins with letters Q through T, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John and Inman, and I'll hang around.
4DJW. Whiskey, November 4, Sierra. Chris in Greenville. No table, no chew. 73.
W. Whiskey, 4, Tango, Charlie. Doug. And November 5, Apple, Orange, Banana, Nika. We're in Anderson. No traffic, no comments.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize WN4S. That's Chris. No, KN4RJN. That's John over in Inman. Almost forgot you, John. We'll be back to you in just a little bit with the rag chew portion of the net. Hope you guys are staying safe. And WN4S, that's Chris. He's in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're staying safe. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And WW4TC, that's Doug. He's bringing with him N5 Apple Orange Banana. Danica, good to have you with us tonight, Doug. Tell Miss Danica we said hello. Hope you guys are staying safe. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move now to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter of suffix the call that begins with letters U through Z and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, there's usually somebody in that group all the time. They'll probably be here for second shift. We'll go ahead and go to the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter of suffix the call that begins with letters A through D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
Evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right. Staying safe out there. 73s.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4 AOW. That's David in Inman. You're sounding good tonight, David, as usual. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Hope you're staying safe as well. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. K5, Lima, Zulu, Tango, and Hendersonville, Endless Pond.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K5, LZ, Tango, Lima, Zulu, Tango. That's Paul over in Hendersonville. You're sounding good from Hendersonville tonight, Paul. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Hope you're staying safe. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it up to the patient group tonight, the Echo through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter suffix or call that begins with letters E through H. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Begin and out, Kilo India 4, Echo Tango Yankee. That's KI4ETY. Chris down here in Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4ETY. That's Chris, sounding good from Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Chris. Appreciate you taking the time to be here this evening. Hope you're staying safe. And we'll go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Thanks for calling the net and all you do to keep EchoLink going. Please check in and out.
Kilo, Kilo, 4, Foxtrot, Tango, Uniform. KK4STU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slabtown.
4DJW, please check in. Kilo November 4, Sierra Mike Oscar, Scott Greenville, KN4SMO. Negative and negative.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KK4FTU. That's Richard sounding good from Northwest Anderson. Slabtown, good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Wouldn't be the same without you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you're staying safe. And our world traveler, KN4SMO, that's Scott over in Greenville. You're sounding good as usual, Scott. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you're staying safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in Kilo November 4, Sierra, Mike Oscar, Scott, and Greenville. Negative and negative.
Okay, KN4SMO, I did recognize you last time. I'm not sure if you heard me or not. Maybe I didn't have the button down. Maybe I wasn't transmitting. But net control, I'd like to recognize KN4SMO, that's Scott over in Greenville, and W4FHJ, that's Gene and Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walk Lemon, I'll be negative, negative.
DJW. In and out. Whiskey 4, November Delta Kilo. That's W4NDK, Nate, Charlotte. I'll be in and out.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize K4OIM. That's Walt, sounding good from Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing well. And W4NDK, that's Nate from, wow, Charlotte. I'm always impressed with your signal, Nate. You're doing good. Appreciate your time, taking the time to be with us this evening. You got a great signal coming in from Charlotte. Appreciate you being here. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Give up. Phil, Greenville, negative and negative. For DJW. In Kilo Charlie 4,
Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina, negative, negative tonight, Dave.
JW. India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI 4, LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round
tape. Okay, next I'd like to recognize W4NGU. That's Phil sounding good from Boiling Springs. Good to well, Greenville now. He's still in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Phil. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. And KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Chandler. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. You're sounding good as well. Appreciate you being here. And KI4LZI, that's Andy at Table Rock. Always sound good into the repeater, Andy. You always have a direct line, a direct plug-in to the repeater. Appreciate you being here with us tonight, Andy. Take care. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RagTube portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RagTubes. And the first one up on the stump this evening, all the way from South Dakota, is KB0KBJ. Steve, what's going on in your neck of the woods? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. We're not that far apart. Good evening, Dave. What's going on? All kinds of stuff's going on. But let's see, weather, that's been interesting. I was looking, it said 59 down there. Is that how cool you are?
That is affirmative. It was in the 90s for days on end, at least hitting 90 and getting to 91 and 92 from time to time. And now it's chilly down here. It's actually very chilly. I had the temperature on the thermostat set down pretty low to compensate for the 90 degrees during the daytime. And then the other night, Amy said, it's kind of cold in here. She doesn't ever say that. So, yeah, we've got some nice cool air. I took the cat and the dog outside today and sat outside on the front porch, and it was quite comfortable. So, Yeah, Steve, it's cold down here now. Some of you guys must be blowing some of that South Dakota air down our way.
I don't think so. See, it was 92 or 3 today, and we had a south wind. I think all the you talk about your 90 for days on end. We know it didn't happen, but it sounds like it came up here because, well, that's what it's been for the last 2 days in the 90s. I guess we got one more day of 90s. The south wind is what the... I'm glad I live in town. At least a little bit of shelter. I was out just this evening, 7 o'clock or so. Yeah, an hour and a half ago. Out in the country there at a fellow's place, and my shirt was just flapping in the breeze, and my t-shirt just brrrr. It's like, well, it's, I was looking, we've had, and this is pretty much the second day of this, second or third day. 35 mile an hour winds, a gust of 50. So, you know, in that range, 25, 30, a gust of 45, 50. Most of the day today. So, it's getting kind of old. I guess we got one day left, and then we're only back down to 10, 15, 20 mile an hour winds and 70 degree temps, so that'll be nice. The garden Megan planted, well, it didn't come up. Just dried out. Blew away. So, guess that got in too late. And let's see. Had another kid last Wednesday. She's about a week old tomorrow, I guess. Another girl. So that makes 4. Healthy little girl who sleeps a lot. That went real smooth, so that's probably a big thing there, over.
Well, I don't know, Steve. Sounds like with the winds that you're having, and we are, it is getting kind of breezy here. It's not real, I mean, it's not above flying winds, right? You can still fly airplanes. But sounds like the jet stream took a nosedive and spiraled in, and it blew our cold air, our hot air up there to you and your cold air down here to us. That's the only thing I can figure. And hate that about your garden. Yeah, that's, you put work into it, and then it just blows away. That's no fun. But understand it does happen. Maybe you need an irrigation system to keep it moist so its roots get deep and it gets a strong grasp on the earth so the wind can't rip it out of the earth. But I didn't catch that last thing you said that was a thing. I missed that. Your voice sounds a little muffled to me. Could be my hearing. I don't know. I've been working a lot of hours lately. We had a major mess up at work over the weekend, and I had to work most of Sunday and on into Monday morning. So things kind of busy around here too. So what was that last thing that you said? I missed it a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of did take a swerve on the subject matter there. Said the last thing I said was we had another girl, healthy girl, last week, Wednesday. So been off since then, taking time off and helping mom. So everything went smooth, so that's cool. She does a lot of sleeping there, over.
Okay, well, congratulations. you don't say that so nonchalantly. That's a major deal. at least it is for Megan. Well, it is for you, too, and it is for the new girl. Congratulations. What's her name?
Yeah, thanks, Dave. For those who don't know, that's number 4. 4 girls. So, yeah, let's see, name, Kessa, Pearl, K-E-S-A is the spelling of the first name there, over.
Well, congratulations to Kessa. that's wonderful news. That's really good. You guys going to continue on, or is that going to be it?
Well, you ought to know me. Yeah, no, my wife is just saying she likes having kids and she don't got nothing. Right? Yeah, I don't. Continuing on, moving on. Yeah, so just getting the hang of it, I guess. So yeah, I got the kids a trampoline. The neighbors. bought a trampoline 3 years ago. And we asked if we could, Megan asked if we could jump on it. They said no. Insurance purposes, so they claimed. Well, they moved. We got the trampoline that was out by the curb. So, kids have been enjoying it. It's one of them big ones. I gave them the hose. We have not had much rain at all. We're dry. My grass is starting to fry. I've only mowed my grass twice this year. And, well, now it's not even growing. It's starting to just die there. It's just all kind of starting to turn brown. You know, 50-mile-an-hour winds and 90-degree heat. This is the second time we've had a spell like this. Last week was not bad. It was in the 70s. But before that, we had about a 3 or 4 day spell of 90s and strong winds. And now we're having another one. So it's basically like being in a hairdryer up here, you know. So the grass is croaking. And anything that wants to try to grow. So I gave the girls the tramp and the hose. And, well, they like the tramp. I think they're out there right now. You probably heard them hollering. They're right outside the window here. Let me look. Oh, Alice is trying to crawl up on us. She can't get it. Your monkey is on the tramp. Yeah. Hey, quit throwing monkeys out the window.
Okay, where's
all this thing? Yeah. You're throwing monkeys out the window, trying to land them on the tramp. But, I gave them this hose. They have fun on there getting wet and jumping around with the hose, you know, spraying each other and stuff. And I think it's a good way to water the grass. So I ripped up an area of my lawn behind the house because I didn't like the way the water flowed. It wasn't flowing away from the house. But the grass, once again, seed has not been growing. So I might put the tramp over that, give them the hose, and let them be my sprinkler system there, Dave. Over.
Well, Steve, I went for years without a sprinkling system and tried to water the grass enough to keep the grass growing. But after many, many years of trying, I never was successful with being consistent with the water. So hopefully you'll be more consistent than I was. At least the kids will. They've got a lot more energy. Maybe they'll be more consistent out there playing with it to get it to water the grass enough to make it work. Eventually, I caved in and just got a sprinkler system, and that works because it remembers every time. And we have had a lot of water here this summer, or this spring, start to summer. We'll get saturated by having days and days and days of rain, and then it'll let up for a little bit so the ground isn't soggy when you walk on it. All right, and then it'll start raining again. So grass is really enjoying it. Trees are all green, blue sky, so it's very pretty. It was pretty hot there for a while. Now it's cool, so the weather's doing pretty good here. Well, that trampoline's a good idea because that'll burn off a lot of energy, and that's what kids need. They need to be able to burn off that energy. So that was a good idea. Glad to hear that you got one of them for them. We had to wear them out, which is what they need, what's good for them. I do have another EchoLink station. Let me grab that and then check for other stations that would like to check in, see if second shift arrived, and I'll be right back to you in just a minute, Steve. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, if you have a text message capability and you want to type a text message in, go ahead and do that if you've already done that. I have not seen it yet, so if anybody sees one, you can relay them in to me. Okay, stations are RF stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Late arrivals to the net, you're welcome. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, Steve, it looks like the second shift has not arrived yet, so another conversation direction, one of the things that we started doing down here, kind of new, a bunch of people that log into the net, we've been crunching COVID work units, letting your computer that's sitting idle download work units from Rosetta at home and crunch them and then upload them back for the scientists to be able to find the lowest energy proteins to fight against COVID-19. Have you heard of anything like that, or any of you guys up there doing that?
No, I have not heard of that mentioned or anything, so that's the first time I've heard of that myself.
Okay, well, you might want to get spread the word up there. And the more people that do that, if you got a computer that's just sitting around doing nothing, you can connect it up to Boink is what they call it, B-O-I-N-C. That's a distributed computing project tool that can run multiple projects on the tool at the same time. And you can allocate some of your spare CPU cycles to crunching COVID work units. Rosetta at Home is now fully concentrated on fighting COVID-19. So if you download the Boink utility, B-O-I-N-C, and you sign up, get an account with Rosetta at Home, then you can start crunching. And your computer will help in its spare time when you're not using it. You can set it up so that when you use it, it stops doing that. And when you're not using it, it starts doing that. And that's kind of nice. Might want to spread the word. Kind of spread the word down here, and we've got like half a dozen to a dozen people, ham radio operators, signed up on our team. We've got a team that's called Team Sci-Fi. And that team is, teams kind of work together to help for a common cause, and it's kind of fun. You can see the other team members and their stats, and the what they do is the project gives you credits for the amount of work that you do. So it's kind of a friendly competition thing there. At the same time, we're doing it for a good cause. Anyway, you might want to spread the word up there. If you're interested in it, let me know, and I'll send you an email that's got more information. And then distribute it to the ham radio operators up there as well. Anybody with spare computers sitting around that aren't doing anything, you can put them to good use.
Okay. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think my computer would be fast enough. It's pretty slow. Probably get kicked off the team. If it weren't for that, I'd probably be like the winner, because I never get on my computer anymore. So, I think it's so slow. I'm running Windows 7 starter package still. So, yeah, it's a little dinky laptop. So it's a little behind times, you might say. But I'll mention it to the other guys around here and see what they say.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds like you went mobile or you went outside, and we can hear that strong wind you were talking about. You got anything else for us this evening, or we need to carry on with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net?
Yeah, well, it's really kind of died down. It's not too bad right now, but I know this phone does pick up a lot of wind noise. Hey, talking about wind, I was over at my mom's in Castlewood here a few weeks back, and a thunderstorm came rolling through. Now, we didn't get terrible out of rain, but I did catch I think it was a derecho. Anyhow, I put it on YouTube, and you go look at my channel there, probably one of the latest ones. It probably is the latest of my uploads. It's pretty impressive. The wind there comes across the field, and yeah. it got exciting for 30 seconds or a minute. But that's about it, Dave. Good hearing you again. Let's see, 84. I think the temperature, what's my thermometer say? Oh, yeah, I don't think online is as accurate as my 75 degrees still that I got here. So, turning out to be an all right night, but I don't know if it will be much more than this either. Have a good one, Dave. We'll catch you later. W4DJW the net, KB0KBJ.
Okay, Steve. Well, do appreciate you joining with us this evening and your contribution to the Rag Chew and to any other ham radio operators up there in South Dakota that might want to help with the cause, help crunch for the cause. Appreciate you being here. And, again, congratulations to you and Megan on the new one. Always amazing. Not the Steve I used to know, but that's kind of cool. Appreciate you being here. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, second shift is really tied up with something this evening because they have not arrived. So, John, we're going to have to hold it up a little while. Next one up on the stump is KN4RJN. That's John over in Inman, called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
This is KN4RJN. I don't believe it's 75 degrees up there, and it's 57 degrees down here.
something's wrong. Okay, the world is upside down. Something's gone definitely wrong here.
That's what you call a temperature inversion on a massive scale, because there's 1,000 miles between us and him. That's 1,000-mile temperature inversion, John.
Well, I'm sitting down here in my shack with my space heater running, wearing a long sleeve shirt, and I'm about to put my hoodie on. The dog wants to crawl into my lap because she's cold. It's like, what is going on here? Of course, later on in the week, it's supposed to hit, you know, 90 or something. So, if you don't like the weather down here, just wait a minute.
Well, it is cooler. It's cool here, too. I know I've got a couple of dozen Raspberry Pis crunching against COVID, and usually they keep the office hot. In fact, I ordered some equipment so I can exile. I'll use Glenn's terminology. Glenn exiled his major noisemaker and heat-generating computer to the other room. And I'm going to exile these Raspberry Pis because they normally keep it hot in here. But right now it's pretty comfortable with the temperature outside. The air conditioner really isn't working very hard at all. And the Raspberry Pis are keeping it at a comfortable temperature. So you could take the option of replacing that space heater with a bunch of Raspberry Pis, and you'd be generating work units for the heat that you're generating, John.
Yeah, I might have to do that. this is crazy. But we've been out working in the yard out back, trying to commit a herbicide and kill some things and take down some saplings that don't need to be there and some other stuff. But I took the dog out this morning and said, nope, that's not going to happen, because it was rainy, it was cold, it was just, nah, I'm not going out there. And the dog said, neither am I, so we both came inside. But anyway, the two computers I got running are crunching away, but they don't generate quite enough heat to keep this room warm, so we got the space heater. So anyway, but yeah, so what else is going on in your world?
Well, other than that, bad decisions made it work. Bad decisions a long time ago made it so I had to work most of the latter half of the weekend on into Monday morning. So I'm not fully recovered from that yet. But and Amy had to go up to Johnson City, Tennessee, for a couple of days. Her sister's in the hospital. She's sick up there, so she's going back and forth from here to there. Other than that, it's BAU for us, John.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's a long commute from here to Tennessee, but hope her sister gets better. She hadn't got that nasty COVID by chance, does she?
No, thankfully not. What Amy said from the reports that she got from being in Johnson City, and she had me fill her tank up before she left, so she didn't have to stop between here and there on the way there or on the way back or while she was there. Her car gets really good gas mileage. So she just drove up there, got her a room, stayed in the room, went from the room to the hospital. Talking to the nurses, they haven't had but a couple of cases in Johnson City of COVID. And it's not COVID that Martha, my sister-in-law, has. She's got something else. They don't know what it is. They're trying to figure it out. But whatever it is, it causes seizures. And they've got her unconscious for a couple of days until she can come out of it nice and slowly and they can figure out what's going on with her. So they don't really know what it is at the moment, but it's not COVID. But in Johnson City, they haven't had many cases at all, and that's kind of a good thing for them. And she told my wife, Amy, told them that we've been in self-isolation for 3 months, and that was her first journey out into the world, so they weren't too worried about her being up there either.
That's kind of a good news, bad news thing. The good news is you don't have COVID. The bad news is we don't know what it is. Well, I'll be thinking about them. I hope they figure it out and get it fixed. I got to go to the doctor tomorrow for a consultation. But other than that, we haven't been doing a whole lot today. It's been cold and wet. Wife made some ham and beans, which is her go-to thing when it's on a cold day. We can eat off that for 2 or 3 days. But, and the dog's curled up in a ball here on her bed next to the desk,
trying to stay warm, and other than that, we haven't done a whole lot. And I don't know where second shift is yet either, but it's been a little light the last few nights.
I noticed that. Maybe people are getting out and about more, and they're getting more active again. I know we had a spike in quantities of check-ins while COVID was ramping up and everybody was staying at home. And checking into the net was a good thing to do that late in the evening. And I guess people were rested up, so they stayed up later. Maybe it's starting to pick back up again, and people are going back out, so we'll have a little dip before it picks back up and levels out again. But I remember one of the Tuesday nights that I called it, there was like over 60 check-ins. That was pretty cool. But it'll come back again. It kind of goes up and down in cycles.
Yeah, I was running high 50s there for a while, but it's dropped off. So anyway, just want to let you know I had my finger on the button, was about ready to call the net. I was waiting for 2 minutes past to see if anybody was going to hop in there because I wasn't sure whether you had it or Karen had it or who had it this evening. And I was set up ready to go, and then you popped in there. I thought, okay, so that's good. But I go on standby about 8:30, 8:45, somewhere around in there, and just kind of get set up and wait and see what happens.
Well, that's a good thing that you do that, because like Sunday night, I didn't even get the opportunity to check into the net with Mark at all. Not until 3 o'clock in the morning did I stop working. And I thought, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning about it, and I thought, you know, I could have done the early check-in thing. I could have checked in with him on the pre-check-in thing, but I just wasn't thinking about it at that point in time. It was wide open work, solve problems, get the next problem, solve that problem, get the next problem, and it just kept on and on and on until it finally wound down at 3 o'clock in the morning. So if any time that it's my turn or anybody else's turn and they don't show up, feel free to jump right in there and pick it up. That's most appreciated, John.
Wendy owes me some cookies. I took it for her on whatever night it was. She got confused about what day it was or what night it was. Nobody showed up, so I hopped in there. But, she owes me some cookies if she's still listening.
Well, I heard her explanation to you about how that happened and why that happened, and that sounded perfectly reasonable to me. If she can always bank on not having to call it when Mark's not there calling it the night before for the first couple of nights of the month, you know, you just let your mind not even think about stuff like that, and then all of a sudden the calendar trips you up. I can understand that completely. I would do the exact same thing myself. Is you get into habits like that and you get comfortable with the situation. Okay, it's the beginning of a month. At least you know when you're working from home or, you know, you're in isolation, you know about what portion of the month that you're in. I could see that happening real easily.
She said that was her story and she was sticking to it, but I understand, yeah. I don't pay a whole lot of attention to a calendar anyway, so I can see how that happens.
Okie doke. Hey, you got anything else for us this evening? It looks like second shift is going to take the night off.
Yeah, it's starting to look that way. Well, I'm on back on out of here and see if there's anybody else out there that wants to cue your ear or check in or do whatever, but good talking to you as always. 73s, best wishes for your wife and her sister, and y'all take care. Have a good night. KN4RJN, I am clear.
Okay, John. Well, we do appreciate you picking up the net when there's no net controller there. That's very much appreciated, and appreciate you hanging around for the RAG 2 portion of the net as well, stretching it out, hoping that second shift will get here. And speaking of second shift, any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Control. Net control, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Golf Tango, India. KN4, GTI, John, currently mobile in Spartanburg.
Yeah.
KJW. Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4GTI. That's John, mobile, and I forgot where you said mobile, John. But be careful out there on the mobile. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening, and you're sounding good. Stay safe. KD4OTW, I heard James in between two stations trying to check in. Good to have you with us tonight, James. And Anderson, appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. Hope all's going well with you. Hope you're staying safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for check-ins, or have I missed any rag chewers that would like to rag chew on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop in tomorrow night with KI4DOS, Gary, who will be running the net, and he always has the swap net on Wednesday nights. I'm sure you'll enjoy that. He has a really, really good net. Be sure you don't miss it. I'm going to go ahead and send in my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night. Go ahead, James. So, James, you were clear on your first transmission, but your second transmission, I heard ICOM and a number. Not sure what the number was, but that's all I got out of the second transmission. First one was pretty clear, though. Is your battery getting weak? Okay, it's not even holding up the repeater anymore, James. I think your battery's getting weak.
Charge it up later on there. Frank's coming back, KD4OTW.
Okay, it got a little charge in between the two transmissions that time. It was clear. But anyway, it is about there. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. You take care. You stay safe. W4DJW clear.